Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're talking about overcoming fear. In Genesis 3:10, the first use of it, this is after Adam's fall. He heard the voice of the Lord in the garden, and he was afraid. He said, "I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Fear causes you to hide. Hebrews 2:14 and 15, Jesus is the one who took partaker of flesh and blood, and he did that in order to go through death, to get to him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver us, who through fear of death were all our lifetime subject to bondage. We had fear of death because of the fact that we weren't right with God. Now, when you are in right standing with God, if you're born again, you should have no fear of death, because you know that when death comes, that you are going to be with the Lord. Romans 8:15, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We used to be under the bondage of the elements of this world, and under spirits of fear from the enemy, but now we have been born again. You know, Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee." You've been redeemed. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. In Luke 1:74 and 75, the Bible says that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. We have learned the fact that we can serve God without fear. As we've been made the righteousness of God, we've been sanctified in spirit, and as we put on the righteousness consciousness and walk in the ways of holiness through yielding our members unto the ways of the Word of God, we are going to walk in faith, and we're going to walk free from fear all the days of our life. Isaiah chapter 54, 14, "In righteousness thou shalt be established. You'll be far from oppression because you will not fear." You know, the fear of man brings a snare. Proverbs 29, 25, God doesn't want you ensnared. And it also causes you to get discouraged. Deuteronomy 1, 21 says, "Fear not, neither be discouraged." Don't let that discouragement get upon you. The root behind it is fear that God is not going to perform his word, or that you're not going to be able to overcome the situation. Fear has torment. In fact, the more that you are established in the love of God in your life, the more that fear will be eliminated from you. 1 John 4:18, "There's no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear." The more that you're matured in the love of God, then you'll be free from it. Fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We need to get established in the love of God towards people and towards the Lord, and that will deal with the areas of fear in our life. In Matthew chapter 14, we saw the fact that whenever we are in fear, it's going to cause us to sink. And why? Because we get our eyes off of the Lord, and we look at the circumstances. When the wind was boisterous, he saw the wind boisterous. What happened to Peter? After he had been walking in the water, suddenly he was afraid because he took his eyes off Jesus, and he began to sink spiritually. And that's exactly what happens. He began to sink. And this is spiritually because of the fact that if the water wasn't going to hold you back, you'd just plop down in the water. But he began to sink. It's a spiritual principle. And he was saying, "Lord, save me." Well, Jesus stretched forth his hands, caught him, and said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" All the doubt is rooted in fear that God's not going to bring the promise to pass. God says, "Fear not and believe only." That's what he told Jairus when the daughter was dead, and they said, "Why trouble the master any further?" Well, Jesus immediately said, "Be not afraid, only believe." And we also talked about the fact that sickness is drawn by fear. If you're afraid of cancer, guess what? You're going to be an open door to draw it. Any sickness and disease, all the diseases of Egypt, it says, they were brought upon them that they were afraid of, and they would cleave unto them. In fact, the situation with Job, as we pointed out in the last broadcast, was the thing that he greatly feared came upon him, and that which he was afraid of was come unto him. Job 3:25. Fear drew his problems. God says, trust and not be afraid. In fact, Isaiah 12 says, God's my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Don't be afraid of anything, otherwise you're going to give place to the devil. In Proverbs 3:24, the Bible says, when you lie down, you shall not be afraid. You'll lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Don't let fear torment you that it would take away your sweet sleep that God has promised unto you. Fear also brings failure. Exodus 14, here's the case. When Pharaoh was drawing nigh the children of Israel, then they lifted up their eyes. They saw the Egyptians coming after them, and they let fear get a hold of them. Well, Moses said, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which I'll show you this day. And, of course, he smote the enemies, and they got the victory because the Lord fought their battle for them. God's going to fight your battle for you if you'll speak the word and not give place to the enemy in fear. In Numbers 14, verse 9, he says, in dealing with the people of the land, which is a type of us dealing with the demonic spirits and the enemies of Satan that are arrayed against us, he said, fear ye not the people of the land, for they're bred for us. Their defense is departed from them. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of demonic spirits. Don't be afraid of anything of the enemy coming against you. Fear not. Why? God's delivered them into our hand, and now we can overcome. What do we have to do? We have to rise up and start smiting the enemy. That's what he told them to do in Numbers 21, 34, and 35. The Lord said to Moses, fear him not. Don't fear that enemy. Don't fear that strong king. He said, I've delivered him into your hand, and he said that you are going to smite him. So they smote him and his sons and all his people until there was none left alive, and they possessed his land. That's a type of us smiting the devil today as we take dominion over him and we drive out every demonic spirit and we resist every worker of the enemy until they flee from us and we possess our promised land. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, the Bible says, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see his horses, chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. Don't be afraid of anything that you see that the enemy brings. And here it said that when he came nigh to the battle, he said that he was to speak to them and say, O Israel, you approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not. Do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. Why? Because the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And that's exactly what you've got to realize. God is going to fight the battle for you, and you are going to prevail. In fact, he says there in verse 8 that what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted, let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. If you have fear, you are not fit for the battle, and you're not going to see the victory. You need to return and get that fear out so you are in faith. In Judges chapter 7, here we see in verse 3, he says, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return, depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return to the people 20,000 and 2,000, and there remain 10,000. This is speaking about Gideon dealing with the Midianites when he called the people out. And here we see that 32,000 showed up, and here 22,000 of them had to be sent back because they had fear, and there only remained 10,000 as he began to eliminate those who were not fit for the battle. God wants you to get fear out. Here, nearly two-thirds of the people had fear. Two-thirds of the people, more than that, were bound with fear. God wants to get fear out of your life. You need to eliminate fear. You need to identify the fears in your life and come against them in the name of Jesus. Cast out those spirits and get yourself established in the Word of God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I'll tell you, it'll stop your success. If you're not going to be strong and courageous, you're not going to go in and possess the land. And why is it? Because you're not strong and courageous? Because of fear and being dismayed or discouraged. Over in Psalms 91, the Bible says there in verse 5, it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You know, the enemy's out there and he doesn't sleep. He works day and night to try to bring destruction against you. But praise God, the angels will protect us, and we don't have to be afraid of anything that the enemy brings against us. In fact, in Proverbs 1:33, the Bible says, "Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." If you'll listen to God and you'll walk in His ways of His Word, you will dwell safely and you'll be quiet from the fear of evil. What do we need to do to get rid of our fears? You know, in Psalms 34:4, he said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." He said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me." You're going to have to seek God. He's going to reveal all these fears. And as you see these fears, then he's going to deliver you from them. In the New Testament sense, the way he delivers us is because we cast out the spirits of fear. In fact, in Leviticus 26:6, the Bible says this, "I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I'll rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land." They were supposed to pursue their enemies and chase their enemies with the sword. And who is our enemies today? Our enemies are the demonic spirits from Satan that are arrayed against us. We're going to use the sword of the Spirit. We're going to chase our enemies. We're going to drive them out. And then we're going to have peace. And we are not going to have fear in our life. You may say, "Boy, this looks like there's a lot of enemies arrayed against me." Well, Psalms 3:1 says, "Lord, how are they that increased that in trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. There's many that say of my soul, there's no help for him in God." But he says, "Thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." And then he says, "I laid down and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me." And he says, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about." Of course, remember, people are our enemy. We're arrayed against demonic powers. We won't have to be afraid of anything that the enemy brings against us. Why? Because God will deliver us. He will be with us. He's on our side. We will not fear. We will trust in Him. We will take dominion and cast out all the spirits of fear, and they will go, and we will be delivered from all the fear in our life. Do the Word and watch God set you free. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.